Welcome to Zichru Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're Maseches Brachos Daf Yud Tes. So the three points we're going to focus on. Number one, anyone who disparages a deceased Talmud Chacham ultimately falls into Gehenna, as it says in the Gemara, Kol Mesaper Achar Mitasan Shal Talmud Chachamim Nofel BeGehenna. So one should never speak negatively about a deceased Talmud Chacham. Secondly, one should never give the Satan an opening to prosecute him by saying he's worthy of punishment, as it says, Al Tiftach Peh LeSatan. Don't open your mouth to the Satan. So we have don't speak negatively about a deceased Talmud Chacham. And point number two, you should not open your mouth up to the Satan. Point number three, Rav taught that if someone discovers shotness in his clothing, he must remove the garment in the middle of the marketplace. Because where there's a threat of Chilul Hashem, meaning violating a Torah prohibition, we do not worry about a person's dignity. We don't worry about Kavod HaBrias. And this is based on the Pasuk, Ein Chochma, Ein Tvuna, Ein Eitza LeNeged Hashem. Which translates as there's no value to wisdom or understanding or counsel and weight against the honor of Hashem. Again, Ein Chochma, Ein Tvuna, Ein Eitza LeNeged Hashem. It's brought many times in the Gemara. Easy way to remember the order. Chochma, Ches, Tvuna, Taf, Eitza, Ein. So, Chata. Ein Chochma, Ein Tvuna, Ein Eitza LeNeged Hashem. If you want to remember the Pasuk. The Gemara then concludes, respect for a person's dignity, though, Kavod HaBrias, does override a Derabbanan, or rabbinic prohibition. So those are our three points. Let's review. Anyone who disparages the deceased Talmud Chacham ultimately falls in Gehenna. Secondly, Al Tiftach Peh LeSatan, one should never open their mouth to the Satan by saying he's worthy of punishment. And thirdly, Rav taught that if someone discovers shot in his clothing, he must remove the garment in the middle of the marketplace, because where there's a threat of Chilul Hashem, concern about a person's dignity, Kavod HaBrias does not override a Doraisa, a Torah prohibition. It does override a Derabbanan. Okay, so now we get to our simon. So the simon for Daf Yud Tes, our standard simon is going to be a yacht. A fancy boat, a yacht, Yud Tes, yacht. So what do we have? We have a nasty person disparaging a deceased Talmud Chacham. He fell off the yacht and was swallowed by a whale with a big open mouth as the captain, who ripped off his shot in his uniform, steered the boat. So once again, you have this nasty person disparaging a deceased Talmud Chacham. That's our first point. He fell off the yacht and was swallowed by a whale with a big open mouth. That's Al Tiftach Peh LeSatan, to open up your mouth to the Satan, as the captain, who ripped off his shot in his uniform, steered the boat, reminding us that Kavod HaBrias, that concern for personal dignity, does not override a Torah prohibition. So one more time, a nasty person disparaging a deceased Talmud Chacham fell off the yacht and was swallowed by a whale with a big open mouth, Al Tiftach Peh LeSatan, as the captain ripped off his shot in his uniform, steered the boat. Okay, so now it's time for our four blot back chazara, beginning on Daf Tes Vav. So we have point number one, that washing before tefillah is so important that one should travel back almost a meal and forward as far as a parson in order to find water. Number two, a significant amount of the daf focuses on the Malkokas and the Mishnah regarding whether one is required to hear himself recite Kriya Shema to fulfill the mitzvah of Shema. And finally, from the word v'limadatam, and you should teach them, we learn sheyeh l'mut chatam, that one's learning should be pure, articulated faultlessly. Therefore, one should pause between words that tend to get attached, liten revach ben advekim, such as al levavecha. And our simon for tezvav is a fruit bowl, like tu b'shvav. So you have this fruit bowl with a handle shaped like two big ears, is placed under a washing sink, and contains the word al levavecha, the words al levavecha, written on two separate pieces of paper. Then we go to Dav Tez Zion. So we learn that workers can say Shema while working up in trees. Since Kavanah is only required for the first pasuk, they must come down for tefillah, since it's a request for rachamim, mercy, and requires more Kavanah. Secondly, Rabban Gamliel accepted condolences. He was mekabel tanchumim when his servant Tavi passed away because he was a Talmud Chacham, even though one generally does not accept condolences for a servant. And finally, a chassan is exempt from Kriya Shema because he's preoccupied with the mitzvah. That's tiered to the mitzvah. Our simon for Daf Tes Zayin, our toes. So here we have a distracted chassan walks into a tree and stubs his toes. Ouch! Which causes the worker to fall off the branch and down to the ground just as a funeral for a beloved servant is passing by. And Daf Yud Zayin, we have the various tefillas of the Tanaim and Amoraim after Shemana Esrei. Also, we learn that women are zochet to Olam Haba. They merit Olam Haba for bringing their children to school and letting their husbands learn, even though they have to wait for them to return. And finally, the concern over doing things that might make a person look haughty, such as a chassan reciting Kriya Shema on his wedding night. So our simon for Yud Zayin is a used car, Yud Zayin used car. So the great rabbis are all saying extra tefillas next to the holy pink used car that was used by the mother to bring her children to school when a haughty chassan drives by in his fancy limousine. And now we finish up with Daf Yud Ches. So we open up with the Mishnah on Yud Zayin Amud Beis states that someone who is required to bury his dead relative who is right now in front of him is exempt from mitzvahs. So according to Rav Ashi here on Daf Yud Ches, he's put from all mitzvahs. He's exempt from all mitzvahs even when he's not in the presence of the deceased. And that was learned from the burial of Sarah by Avram. Secondly, one is not permitted to wear tefillin, worm from a sefer, wears tzitzit out in a cemetery. Doing so is considered mocking the dead. Lo go rush, because they can't do mitzvahs anymore. And finally, in discussing the question whether the dead are aware of worldly events, the Gemara relates the story of a chassid who successfully planted his crops each year based on forecasts he overheard from the two spirits talking in a cemetery. So our sim for Daf Yud Ches is a chuppah, because it says Ben Yud Ches l'chuppah, an 18-year-old is fitting to go to the chuppah. So we have two spirits standing under a chuppah in a cemetery, discusses next year's weather forecast, and they're overheard by a rich farmer with tucked-in tzitzes who's about to bury his mother. Now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz. Question number one. Which daf do we learn the reason why women are zochet to Olam Haba? They married Olam Haba. That's on daf Yud Zayin. Great. Question number two. Where do we learn the Eretz Yisrael? They had an abbreviated Shema by Mari. That's on daf Yud Dalet. Good. Question number three. Where do we learn the Chazal considered, including Parshas Balak and Kriya Shema? That's on daf Yud Beis. Good. Question number four. Where do we learn that taking care of a burial exempts the relative from all the mitzvos? That's on daf Yud Ches. Great. Question number five. Which daf do we learn that there's a machlokas whether one is required to hear himself say the Shema? That's on daf Tezvav. Question number six. Where do we learn al tiftach pele satan? One should not open up his mouth to the satan. That's on daf Yud Tes. Good. Question number seven. Which daf do we learn that there are certain tefillas that require a timely response? That's on daf Ches. Good. Where do we learn out the Machlokas in terms of how much of Shema requires Kavanah? That's on daf Yud Gimel. Great. Question number nine. Which daf do we have the Machlokas whether the dead are aware of the situation here in Olam Hazeh? That's on daf Yud Ches. Good. And finally, question number 10. Where do we learn that one should never disparage a deceased Talmud Chacham? Otherwise, he'll fall into Gehenna. That's on daf Yud Ches. Great. So we've completed the pop quiz. That's it for today on daf Yud Ches in Maseches Brachas. Just a reminder for the all daffers, if you want to get the deluxe suite of Zichru materials, the PDFs, the coaching sessions, and the weekly review sheet, one pager to bring to the Shabbos table, you can sign up at Zichru.com or get the materials through WhatsApp. Just text 973-440-3013. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.